Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Once again, that's the sound of rock splitting, and you got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And I've got to tell you, we're on the second day of the Republican National Convention. Let me just tell you a little bit about yesterday, some highlights. And you're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. This is Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I was on the floor of the convention last night on opening night, and yesterday afternoon. You see the papers talking about fireworks or chaos at the Republican National Convention. There were some passionate people who did not want Donald Trump to be the nominee, and it was the last-ditch effort to try to call for a roll call vote and slow things down. Trump has got the delegates. There was no way they were going to be overruled, and a few delegates walked out, but this is Trump's nomination, and he is who the people voted for, more voters than have ever voted for any Republican nominee. And so now, therefore, it's imperative that the Republican Party shore up its ranks and get people behind a nominee, but not only nominee, the Republican platform. So it was an interesting first day. And you may ask what I thought was the most interesting or the most dramatic, and there were a lot of moments. I think former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani was very passionate backing Donald Trump and talking about what a good man he is and how the blue lives matter and how we need a government that will back our law enforcement officers. So I think he was very passionate. I also think we had some good speeches by a number of Republicans. And we, of course, Donald Trump's wife, Melania, she spoke and probably was the highlight of the night. That's what it's supposed to be as far as the television audience. She had a very good speech. And there's people today talking about plagiarism. My goodness, I've said the same things to my children. The same words are being said by children, by parents to children, have been for generations. It wasn't anything profound, but it was a good passing on of values. And so I don't know what the hoopla is about plagiarism. Again, let's get on to the subject of what matters, who our next president is. And that's why, therefore, I think out of all the things that happened, listening to Oz and Tig talk about, they were the survivors of Benghazi, and they are telling the story, the true story of what happened. The movie 13 Hours is based on what they have to say, and they did a detail account of what happened there. And let me play a little clip, and then I got something important to tell you.
September 11, 2012, but at approximately 9:35, 9:40, we got a call that the U.S. consulate had been overrun. We immediately got our gear ready to go, got the vehicles ready, and we got, on three separate occasions, we got told to wait by the chief of base, Bob, and we got told to stand down. You know, next thing we know, we hear the State Department over the radio saying, hey, if you guys don't get here, we're all going to die.
Now, this is Tig talking, and I have to just tell you, we were fortunate and privileged the morning at our Mississippi delegation breakfast. Tig and Oz came and spent a whole hour giving us detail by detail. They didn't have time to go into that, all of everything on that short version for the Republican National Convention, but they were for national TV, and they did spend a lot of time telling what happened. But when he says that the people of the State Department say we're going to die, when you're about to die, you don't just say we're about to die. He said they used some, and he didn't use the expletive language that they used, but anytime you're about to die and you know it, you're wanting help. And that's Go ahead and I'll let Tig continue.
Stand down, order be damned. Embassies, the consulate's under siege. We took off, we left. We weren't waiting no more. As the three of us moved on to the consulate, the first thing you see is the main village just engulfed in fire and smoke, you know, and just pouring out. I moved up to the front steps of the consulate. Off to my right, I see them pulling a body out of the window, limp body, and end up being Sean Smith, and he was already dead of smoke inhalation by the time we showed up. Myself and Ron continued to move. We went in. Just the heat of the fire, you know, just blasting our face. The smoke just obliterated our sight. It was so thick. We tried to get on our bellies to see underneath the smoke. Was no luck. A little while later, Tonto and DB came through the back gate. As they moved away onto the consulate grounds, started searching. After a few minutes, Tonto went and helped the State Department guys gather up the classified information, get them ready to go in their armored vehicle, and all of a sudden we end up getting a counter-assaulted. And at that time, instead of the State Department security agents jumping out and helping us defend their U.S. consulate, they took off, which left the six of us to defend the consulate. You know, I got out, went up on the roof of the villa, made my way up to the towards the back gate. The guy who initiated was with an RPG. On his third shot as he's coming out, as I came over the top of the parapet, I let loose on about a 10-round volley, and he dropped. It was calm for about 5 minutes. Then we got word they're gathering about another 100 or so terrorists from the drone feed that good old Hillary is watching. It came to a point where we had to make a decision. You know, at that time, we didn't know the U.S. ambassador was even still at the consulate, if he had been kidnapped prior to us even getting there. But we're pretty sure if he was there, he was dead.
This is Doc Holliday jumping in again. We're going to finish up this clip in just a minute. But just can you imagine being there, your life in danger, your job is to try to protect and not knowing where the ambassador is. Do you stay? Do you leave? You're being fired upon, firefight. Can you hold them off? What's going on? And again, Tig and Oz were there offering their lives for their nation, for the ambassador of the United States. And you just have to say, where was this administration? Where were those who are supposed to defend those we send out, like the United States ambassador? Where were they? What were they doing? Why don't we know that?
You know, we had a responsibility of 30 other personnel over at the annex. So we had to make the tough decision, and we headed back to the annex without the ambassador.
You know, as the team arrived back at the annex, we took up our fighting positions because we knew that they were going to be following up from the consulate and coming to our place. But, we were ready for them. We started seeing movement on the east side of our compound. And then all of a sudden, something came flying over the wall, had sparks flying from it, landed between Tig and I and exploded. And that's when they opened up on us, but we also unleashed some hell on them.
Well, I wish I could play the entire entire episode there. You can go to YouTube and see it, Republican National Convention with Tig and Oz, and hear the whole story. And I go, they say 13 hours is really based on other than some little Hollywood changes. They said it's what their story is, and it's what happened, not what the FBI, not what the administration is saying. They're telling you what happened, and it's not just one person giving this account. They go back and forth to help you understand this is not a story they're making up. It's just that you don't get to hear the story by what this administration has said. Wow. So go there and listen to the story. And that there is Mark Geist and John Tiggin that go by Oz and Tig. Listen to these patriots. And and understand. They know that no one should have to depend on Hillary Clinton to protect them from bad guys again. Don't let her get in that position of the White House. Now, again, a lot of good speeches, a lot of togetherness, the Republican Party coming together to get behind the platform, the nominee. And I just have to say, we'll see what the second night involves. But I want to give you the update, so much more to tell you, but that to me was the highlight. Listen to Oz and Tig tell the real story of what happened at Benghazi when four brave Americans die. All our listeners know we've talked about this many times over the past 4 years, and still we don't know what happened. We wish, when I say we don't know what happened, the administration won't tell us the truth of what has happened. We are getting it from Oz and Tig. Thank you, brave Americans. Now, I just want to say before we sign off on a special update that, again, security is tight. I'm in my hotel room giving up this update. There's a helicopter flying overhead. There's sharpshooters on rooftops. I mean, there's National Guard, the state highway troopers, not from Ohio, but I've seen Indiana state troopers. We've seen people from all the surrounding states. Of course, the Secret Service in charge. And it's a massive amount of security. I still feel safe. I've seen a handful of protesters, but not anything. Every time there's more law enforcement than there are protesters. One guy had a microphone yelling out things, but there was a street preacher who had a louder microphone who was preaching from the Bible and yelling out the word of God louder than any protester. So that's some of the things I've seen here, and I look forward to telling you more. Listen tomorrow. We'll have some more updates from the Republican National Convention from the floor. Exclusive Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.